Tes and Afchav Tes, Rule of Agosel Ve'ayavish Posel. Shel Asher Ve'Shel Ir Anidachas Posel. Niktam Rosho, what does that mean? The top of the lulav is cut off. Nifritzu Olav, the leaves are spread out. Posel. Nifritzu Olav, kosher. Nifritzu Olav means what? That they're cut off, excuse me. That the leaves are so spread out that they're cut off from the source. Nifritzu Olav means they're only spread out, but they're still mechubar to the lulav itself. That's how Rashi explains. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yagdenu Milamalim. Yehuda says that you should tie it, if it's Nifritzu Olav, tie it from the top. Sinei Harabarzel Ksheris, another case. Sinei Harabarzel, the Gemara explains that Rosho Shelzeh, that the Alim reach each other, Rosho Shelzeh, Magil, Tzarikro Shelzeh. If the Alim don't reach each other, so then the Lulav is possible, but the Sinei Harabarzel, the Rosho Shelzeh was Magil to Ikro Shelzeh, so that's why it's kosher. And finally, Lulav Sheesh Bo Shlosh Etvachim Kedei Lenanea Bo Kosher. Okay, this is the Mishnah. Mishnah outlines the basic psulim of a lulav. What lulav is kosher, what lulav is posel. Why is the lulav ha-gozel posel? So Rashi says, gozel posel, kachtem lochem, ksiv mishalochem. We talked about this a little bit. Lulav ha-gozel, sukkah gzula. We'll get back to lulav ha-gozel in the Gemara. V'hayovesh, why is lulav ha-yovesh posel? Zokt Rashi, d'be'inan mitzvah mehuderes d'ksiv v'anveh. Pasuk Zakeli Vanveyu teaches me that a lulav hayavish is posel. What does lulav hayavish mean? How yavish does it have to be in order for it to be considered dry? A dried out lulav is posel. How yavish does it have to be? So Taisva says v'hayavish da'ocha ein lefarish k'mo yavish da'perek ein mamidim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about yavishus in a different context. Nistam yenam yayin nesach. Didnan hachatzanim shel norchim yavishim mutarim. The chatzanim, the remains of the grapes of the nachrim, it's a machlokas tanoim, but the chachamim say that yaveshim mutarim, if they dried out, then they're mutar, then we don't have any, there's no chashash of yayin esach, of stam yeinam there, mufarish begemar, yaveshim la'achar shnema sechodesh, means after 12 months. So you would think that the lulav hayavish means if it's yavish after 12 months, so then it's possible for the mitzvah. If you leave it from year to year, then it's going to be possible. So Tosfos says, can't be, it's not a function of time. Aminan lekaman gabi hadas yavesh yavshu rov olav v'nishtayer sham shlosh ba'di alim lachim ksherin. The Gemara says by a hadas hayavesh that if the shlosh ba'di alim lachim that remain in the hadas, then it's still kosher. So what? There's a hadas that some of the leaves are yavesh and there's still shlosh ba'di alim lachim. So Alma, ein ha-yavesh is totally b'shnei masach chodesh. If you tell me yavesh is a function of time, so what does that mean? What some of the leaves are 12 months old and the other leaves are not 12 months old? It's a very strange case. To say like that, that's a very strange thing. Stum all the leaves, they grew. I mean, to say that you know that some of the leaves are less than 12 months and the other leaves are more than 12 months, it's a very strange pshat. Ella Yeshlomer says Taisvis no Yeveshus Dahacha Kamo Yeveshus Ozen Bukhar, the Tamil Perak Eloe Al Elu Mumin. In the Perak Al Elu Mumin in Bukharos, which Mumin passed the Bukhar? Which Mumin it's Mutta to eat the Bukhar, to eat the animal that's a Bukhar, if it has a Mum, you don't have to bring it as a carbon then. So what Mum makes the Bukhar a Bal Mum? So Ozen Bechor, if Yovesh Ozen Bechor, that's one of the Mumin. Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam Omer Yovsha Chetei Nefrechas B'tziporin. Yovsha Ozen Bechor, so then it's a Bal Mum, and then you're allowed to Shecht the B'medina, you don't have to bring it as a carbon. So what is Yoveshus over there? That's Yovesh Kol Kach until it's Nefrech B'tziporin, until it's so brittle that it's going to break if you touch it. That's what Taisa says. So Yavesh, Lulav HaYavesh, what's the pshat? Is it Shnei Masach Chodesh? Taisa says no. It has to be, it's so Yavesh until it's Nifrach B'tziporim, until it's going to break B'tziporim. The Ritva and the Ran argue with Taisa. They say, how can it be? It's so Yavesh that it's brittle. That could take several years. Most people don't keep a Lulav for long enough to know, right? You have the Lulav on Sukkot, and then you burn it with the Chametz on Pesach. Right? That's what most people do. There's no mitzvah to burn the Lulav with the Chametz. It's just, you know, you're helping with the mitzvah, bir chametz. So kevin the nasib al mitzvah achas, navid bin mitzvah achriti. We did one mitzvah with it, so we do another mitzvah with it. That's the inyan of putting the lulav in with the sreifas chametz. Zokta Ritva, nifrak betziporin, that's only going to be many years down the line. How can lulav hayavish mean that it's nifrak betziporin? So he says, no, yavish by lulav is different. What's lulav hayavish according to the Ritva? It's dry. V'nir and divrei ha'omim shepisilo k'shem b'lachluchis v'kayitz yavish v'simno k'shenishtanam arisa v'havachlova. It turns white. The lulav normally is green on the outside, the part of the shedra. So if it turns white, so that's dried enough. That's dried enough that it's going to be possible. Hafach lovan, kula hafach lovan, right? The mare is hafach lovan, so that's already, it's not nifrat b'tziporin. If you touch the lulav, it's not going to be nifrat b'tziporin. It's not so brittle. But yet, it's dried enough that the lachluchas inside is not there. It's not there as much. I mean, clearly it has to have some kind of lachluchas if it's not going to be nifrat b'tziporin. But the point is, it doesn't have lachluchas enough that we consider it fresh. It's yavesh, and that's why it turns colorless. It's not green, but rather it's white. That's the lulav hayavesh that the Mishnah is referring to, that says that it's pasul. Why is the lulav hayavesh pasul? So Rashi says, you need vanveir. It's a keli vanveir, it has to be a mitzvah mehuderes. It's a keli vanveir, that's why lulav hayavesh is pasul according to Rashi. To Taisus, in the first part of Taisus, Taisus krigs on Rashi. Taisus is very troubled with the Rashi. Lulav yavish pasul, says Taisus, mevarish v'gemar v'shem, the iskash lulav le'esrig, the chsiv bei hodah. We know the esrig is called the pre-eitz hodah. And Taisus is telling us that the Gemara has a hekish, that the lulav is compared to the esrig. Just like esrig is pre-eitz hodah, it has to be hodah. The lulav also has to be hodah. And lulav yavish is pasul because it's not hodah. That's the Gemara. Tana Yavish Pasul, Rabbi Huda Masha. Oh, the Mishnah says that Lulav Yavish Pasul, Rabbi Huda actually is Masha or Lulav Yavish. Amar Rava, Machlov is Belulav, the Rabbanan Savri, Makshin and Lulav La Esther. Ma Esther by Hadar, Lulav by Hadar. Rabbi Huda Savra, Lo Makshin and Lulav La Esther. Hava by Esther, the Rakol Hadar Beina. Rabbi Huda admits that an Esther has to be Hadar, as the Pasuk says, Priyat Sada. Machlokas Tanoim is whether we're makish lulav le'esrig, do we compare the two? Do we say that even though it does say hadar by lulav, it has a din of esrig, it also has to be hadar or not? So Taisa says, I don't understand. What is Rashi needs a keli vanveir? What does he need the din of hidden mitzvah, the din kloli of hidden mitzvah? Typically, it says hadar by the dalad minim. It says hadar by the esrig. And the question is, are we makish the lulav to the esrig? The Chachamim, the Tana of Amishnah is the Chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Chachamim Amakish Alulav to the Esrik. So Lachara, the reason why Lulav Hayavish is possible is because of Hadar, not because of Hidden Mitzvah. Not because of Hidden Mitzvah. Lokamo Shapir Shakunjas Mishim Lachsiv Zakeli Vanveu, the Ain Vanveu, Elo Lechatchila, Velamifsal Bahachik, the Mucha Per Kama. Ami Rabbanan, Lulav Mitzvah Laogda Mishim Shinem Zakeli Vanveu, Lo Ogda Kosha. Taisus says the din zakeli vanveil, the din of hidden mitzvah, that's not makir b'diyevet. Rai is the Gemara on the first parak. Right? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham have a machlokes in the first parak on the Afid Aleph and Mebeis, but the lulav is sarach eged, a lulav and sarach eged. Does lulav have to be tied? Do all the four minim, the three minim have to be tied together? The Tanya, lulav ben oged ben she'en oged kosher. Rabbi Yehuda omer, oged kosher she'en oged posel. Rabbi Yehuda holds that lulav tzarech eged. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, yalef lakicha lakicha me agudas ezov. Agudas ezov. Carbon pesach, right? Lukachtem agudas ezov. So agudas ezov, it says lukachtem. Lukachtem agudas ezov. Ksiv hacha, lukachtem lachem bayom arishon. So the question is, do we compare the two? Malahalam ba'agudav ka'anami ba'agudav. Rabbanan lakicha me lakicha lo yalfinan. Rabbanan don't learn the drashas, so they say that lulav ain't tzarech eged. So, in fact, the Gemara command as lo hadatanya lulav mitzvah laovda vim laovda kasha. There's a brisa that says that there's a mitzvah to be ma'aget the lulav with the hadasim and the aravos, but im laovda kasha. I Reb Yehuda kilo agam my kasha. I Rabbana na my mitzvah. According to Reb Yehuda, lulav is sarach egan. It's even ma'aket v'deyevet. So, why do we say that im laovda kasha in the brisa? According to the Chachamim, lulav ain't sarach egan. So, why is it mitzvah laovda? La olam rabbanan. Says Dr. Gemara, the Brice is really like the rabbanan. Mishum shenemer zakeli vanveyu his no lefana b'mitzvah. Zakeli vanveyu tells me that it's a mitzvah la ogda. mitzvah la'avda, but b'di'eved l'uvein tzarechayim, it's not going to be ma'akev. Where does the Gemara come off to say there's such a din that zakeli v'aveh means it's not a fun of a mitzvah? So that's the Gemara in Shabbos. That's really the point of departure. That's really the beginning. The Tanya zakeli v'aveh. It's not a fun of a mitzvah. I say a fun of sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, sefer Torah. Person is supposed to do mitzvahs behidden. It's a din klali. Din klali. Not limited to Dalit Minim, it's a Din Klali and Kol HaTorah Kula and all mitzvahs. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph is saying that the Chachamim agree that Zakeli Vanvei applies to Lulav as well, the Din of Lulav Tzarech Eged. They don't say Lulav Tzarech Eged, it's not Ma'akeh B'di'eved, but Mitzvah La'Ogdo. It's a mitzvah to be Ma'akeh the Lulav. The Chachilah, there's a mitzvah to be Ma'akeh the Lulav. But B'di'eved, it's not Ma'akeh. So if I place this against the Rashi, why, how come Rashi said that a lulav hayavish is possibly din zakeli v'aveihu because of the din kloli of hidden mitzvah? First of all, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph seems to say that the reason why lulav hayavish is possible is because we're makish lulav to esrig, that really it's possible because of hadar, a special din by lulav and esrig, by dalid min. It's not zakeli v'aveihu, it's not the din kloli, but rather there's a special din of hadar. That's kashi number one. And Be'emes, that kasha is even hinted to in the Gemara here on Daf Chavtes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Kapasi betani lo shnabi yom tevishin lo shnabi yom tevsheni." The Mishnah says, "Lulav agozel v'hayavish pasul." Doesn't say whether it's talking yom tevishin or yom tevsheni after the first day yom tev cholamoid as well. So bishlam a yavish hada ve'inan v'leka. Bishlam a lulav hayavish is pasul because hada ve'inan v'leka. It sounds from the Gemara that hada is a psul called shiva. Of soul kol shiva, all 7 days of Yom Tov. But Gozel, I understand, it says Lachem and Yom Tov Rishon, but why Yom Tov Sheni is a pasul? The Gemara has a whole discussion. What's clear from the Gemara? Why is Yavesh pasul? A lulav HaYavesh is pasul, Lachar coined to the Gemara, it's Midin Hadar. Gemara keeps on saying Hadar. So Rashi there on the Gemara says what? Not Hadar, but Be'inan Hidr Mitzvah. Rashi interprets the word Hadar to mean Hidr Mitzvah. It's a Din Kloli, it's not based on Hadar. But Taisa says it's not the Pashup Shah the Gemara. Pashup Shah the Gemara is it's not Zakeh Levi. It's not based on the regular Din Kloli Hidden Mitzvah. Rather, it's a new Din by Dalet Minim that you need Hadar. What's more, the Din Zakeh Levi Veyu, Frek Taisa, is only a Din Lechatchil. It's not Ma'akeh B'di'eved. Hadar over here, Yavish is possible even B'di'eved. So if it's based on Zakeh Levi Veyu, how's it possible B'di'eved? Stachpilei Ploim against Rashi. These are the two Kashas that Taisa has against Rashi. Hell on Rashi. So the truth is, there are other Gemaras that would seem to imply that Zakeli Vaveu might be Ma'akeh B'di'eved. Which Gemara is that? That's the Gemara in Gittin that I asked you to see. Now we know that a get has to be written Lishma. Right? Because of Lo Lishma, a get has to be written L'shem L'ish L'shem L'ish L'shem Gerish. A Sefer Torah also has to be written Lishma. The Azkaras of a Sefer Torah have to be written with a double Lishma. L'shem the Sefer Torah, L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, L'shem the Azkar. So the Gemara in Gittin is bothered with the following very interesting scenario. Let's say a person originally wrote, before we even get to the Shemus, let's talk about a Sefer Torah in general. Say a person wrote Osios in the Sefer Torah and he forgot to write them Lishma. So can he write on top of those osios? Can he put the kulmus on top of the osios again and write it lishma again? Right? The context the Gemara is talking about is actually that we're talking about the shemes. Right? Let's say a person was supposed to write the shame, but he thought he was going to write Yehuda, and then he made a mistake, he left out the dalet, and it's yirkei vavkei. Right? Yehuda, it's just with an extra dalet, you leave out the dalet, it's yirkei vavkei. But the problem was he didn't write the yirkei vavkei l'shem Hashem. Because he thought he was writing Yehuda, he thought he was writing something that's not the Shem Hashem, and it turns out that he writes the Shem Hashem. So what's the din? Can he be maver olav kulmus lishma? Can he put the kulmus on there again and make it kosher or not? So the Gemara quotes Rav Chisda, who says it's a machlokas Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, right? It's a machlokas Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim Nachamah. Rav Chisda is talking about a get. Let's say you write a get shalol lishma. Can you be maver olav kulmus lishma? Can you rewrite the get? Put right on top of the osios that you wrote. Write the osios again lishma. So Rav Chisda says that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham have a machlokas by Sefer Torah. The Tanya Haresha Yitzarich Lichtov Es Hashem and Eskaven Lichtov Yehuda V'Tov Lo Hita Bodalim Mavar Olav Kumbos Mekachot Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Chacham Omrim Ein Hashem and Amulcha. Rabbi Yehuda says it's good by Sefer Torah. It's good as long as you Mavar Olav Kumbos Lishma. You write it again and you have in mind Lishma. That's Machshir the Sefer Torah. And Chacham say no, it's not a Hashem and Amulcha. It's not the appropriate Shem. If Chista wanted to say the same machlokas that applies to Sefer Torah should apply to Gittin, the Sefer Torah is written Lishma, the Get is to be written Lishma. So the Chora, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you can be Mavrel of Kumas Lishma by Sefer Torah, the Chora the same should apply by Gittin too. According to the Chachamim, that in Hashem and Amuvchar, then the Chora you can't do that by Get either. It would be possible by Get. If Chista seems to assume, according to the Chachamim, it would taka be possible. That if it's not a Shem and a Mukha by Sefer Torah, then by Ged it will be possible. Once you write the bottom Ksav Lishma, not Lishma, the Ksav al Gabi Ksav is not going to improve the bottom Ksav. That's the word that he said. It's Ksav al Gabi Ksav, you're not changing anything. It's the same Ksav as the bottom Ksav, so what are you changing? Aha, I'll tell you what you're changing. You have a Kavana Lishma. So that's the Shaila. My Kavana Lishma in this top Ksav, does that change the bottom Ksav? Right? Can I use the top ksav? Whatever the pshat is, it's a whole longus in Gittin. Right? If you say ksav al gabi ksav works, the ksav elyon lishma on top of the ksav tachton is the pshat, and now we look at it as though the ksav elyon is the only ksav there, and that was written lishma. Or maybe even the ksav elyon that's written lishma, that somehow that changes the ksav tachton. It makes the ksav tachton lishma. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it solves the problem. If it solves the problem by Sefer Torah, then it should be kosher by Gittin as well. And the Chacham say, no, Ein Hashem and Amuvchar, it's possible by Get. If Chista wants to say, according to the Chacham, it's possible by Get. So, after Vachar by Yankiv, no. Dil Malohi Adkan Lokam, Rabbanim Asim Dabinim Zakeh Lidanver Vileka, Abel Hachalim. What's the comparison from Sefer Torah to Get? Gemara says, no, maybe the whole Taliyah is not a good Taliyah. Maybe there's no comparison. Maybe by Sefer Torah, the Chacham is saying Hashem and Amuvchar is a Keli Vanveil. It's a din of Hidr Mitzvah. So therefore, it's not Hashem and Amuvchar. That's why the Chachamim say that you shouldn't use it. But by Get, there's no Zakeli Vanveil by a Get. Yeah, Get is a Mitzvah, but it's not like a Lulav, it's not like Shofar. It's a Mitzvah La Torah, meaning, it's a guideline. If a person wants to divorce his wife, then he has to do it with a Get. There's no din Zakeli Vanveil in the Get. So maybe the Chachamim hold, Midin Zakeli Vaveyu, this is not the right shame for a Sefer Torah. But Ksav al Gabi Ksav, if you have a Ksav Elyon Lishma, maybe that does solve the problem by Get. Maybe that would be kosher by Get. Zokter Rulaz and Moshe Hurwitz in his Chidushim right here on Sukkah, the Chasim Sofer also has a similar word. They both point out, is Rashi so strange? Rashi says that Din Zakeli Vanveyu was ma'akev even b'di'evet by Elula, that Yovesh is possibly Din Zakeli Vanveyu because of Hidden Mitzvah. So Frek Tai says, but Hidden Mitzvah is not ma'akev b'di'evet. The Chachamim say that it's a mitzvah la'ogdo, that Eged is a mitzvah l'chadchila, but Lulav ain't tzarech Eged, but b'di'evet is not going to be ma'akev in the Lulav. It's not going to be kosher without that. So the Achronim point out, the Gemara in Gittin is like Rashi. Right? Doesn't the Gemara in Gittin sound like Zakeli Vanveil can be Ma'akev B'di'evet? What do you think? Does the Gemara in Gittin sound like it can be Ma'akev B'di'evet?
Can you say that there's different cases of
Zakeli? We're going to get to that. But just looking at the Gemara before we get to that, that's too advanced. Okay, just look at Gittin. Read the Gemara in Gittin. It's not mashma that it's necessarily Ma'akev B'di'evet. What's the lashon of the Chacham? What do they say? That ain't Hashem in Amuvcha. Ain't Hashem in Amuvcha. It's not the best. It's not the right thing. Does that sound like it's Ma'akev B'di'evet? Kiveger in a tshuva, he says he's not so sure that from this Gemara you see that it's Ma'akev B'di'evet. Zakeli Vanveyu, the Gemara is saying that by Sefer Torah it's not Hashem in Amuvcha because of Zakeli Vanveyu. Maybe he's saying it's not the right thing to do. It's not the right way, but who says it's Ma'akev B'di'evet? The laws of Moshe Hurwitz and the Chasam Sofer assume that it is Ma'akev B'di'evet. So the emphasis didn't start with them. From the Rambam already, it sounds like it's Ma'akev B'di'evet. Because the Rambam, that's the Rambam ASUC, the Eron. Rambam in Ilchas Tfilin quotes this halacha. Rambam in Ilchas Tfilin says a kosiv sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah b'shas k'siva lohoysel kavana the kosiv askarim and askara shabahen shalol lishma psulit. If you write an askara shalol lishma, it's posel. So the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam writes, it sounds like even one azkara that you wrote shalol lishma is ma'akev even b'di'evan. The lishna de Gemara sefer Torah she'en azkara shabok suvin lishma eino shav klum. Yeah, that's the lashon of the Gemara in Gittin later on Daf and Dalet Amud Beis. It sounds like without the askaras lishman, it's nothing. So the Rabbeinu Manoach says nearer the nafkalei the Rabbeinu Moshe mimay daminon harisha yitzarik lutov es Hashem and iskavin lutov Yehuda v'tov lo hitl bo dalet marvelav kumos makatsha. But the Chachamim say that ain't zimin amuchar nimtza dafilu b'shvil askara achas shenichtva b'li kavana mifsili. Rabbeinu Manoach interpreted that the Rambam was medayek from this Gemara that according to the Chachamim it's not a posel. It's possible. Not that it's not min amuvcher, it's not a lechatchila. No. He felt that according to the Chacham it's taka possible. Why did the Rambam think that it's possible? Ein Hashem min amuvcher sounds like it's not a lechatchila. What kind of a strange, why did he think that it's possible? The answer is he looked at the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it's possible. The Loshon Ein Hashem min amuvcher doesn't sound like possible. But from the Gemara it sounds like it's possible. Why? Because the Gemara makes a comparison between Sefer Torah and Get. Gemara is talking about a shailin get. You write the get, shalol lishma, behavar lav kumas lishma. Does that solve the problem? Do we now say the get is lishma? What's the Gemara saying? Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Nachacham. It's Rav Chispa's Chiddush. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Nachacham. Rabbi Yehuda would say what? Kosher. And the Chacham would say what? Lechatzila. It's not the right thing to do. By get, there's no lechatzila b'di'evit. You just have to give the get. It has to be kosher. So it sounds like he's assuming the Chachamim hold it's possible. Possible for a get. If it's not possible for Sefer Torah, why should it be possible for get? You make a comparison between Sefer Torah and get. So if I get, we're assuming it's possible. If Hevel of Kumas Lishma, that's not going to work. It's possible. So Mistam by Sefer Torah, it also should be possible. Because if it's not possible by Sefer Torah, what's the comparison? If it's only Lechatchila by get by Sefer Torah, then by get, Lechatchila is not the right thing to do. But who cares? It's still kosher. Rambam saw from the comparison between Sefer Torah and Get that Ein Hashem min amuvcher doesn't mean min amuvcher, it's not a lechatchila. No, it's possible even b'di'evet. That's why Rav Chisda thought that you can compare to Get. Okay, that's the Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz. Okay, that you can see it's meduyuk from the Gemara in Gittin that Zakeli Naver is ma'akev b'di'evet. Ma'akev b'di'evet. So Rashi is sitting pretty. My Taisus is so troubled. Taisus says, how can Rashi say Zakeli Van Veyos Ma'akev B'di'evet? It's not against the Gemara. You're not left on the base. Zakhtar Elazar Moshe Horowitz. Okay. That's if you're learning Sukkah. But we don't learn Moed every year here in the Yeshiva. Sometimes we learn Noshim. So if you learn Gittin, you would know that the Gemara on the Chav says that sometimes Zakeli Van Veyos Ma'akev B'di'evet. Sometimes. What does that mean? It is Ma'akev B'di'evet or is it not Ma'akev B'di'evet? From the Gemara in Shabbos, you don't get the sense that it's Ma'akev B'di'evet. The Gemara in Gittin sounds like a raya to Rashi, but the Gemara in Gittin itself is Shver. Zakeli Vanveu is going to be Ma'akev B'di'evet? What did that Gemara in Shabbos say? Isno lefonav b'mitzvahs? Asay lefonav sukano, lulavno, shofano, tzitzisno. What, if you don't have a shofano, you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, not from a shofano? It's a shofar Moses. It's not the nicest shofar in the world. See, not going to be old, it's a shofar. You build a sukkah. You know, it's a pop-up sukkah. It's not the nicest sukkah in the world. You're not going to be old, it's a sukkah. It's ma'akev b'di'evet. B'chor, the Gemara in Shabbos is mefurish. This is an extra. It's a tosefes to the mitzvah. It's a keli van veil. It's beautiful. Right? That's an inyan to make the mitzvah beautiful, but that's ma'akev b'di'evet. What's the Gemara in Gittin say? Okay, the Gemara in Gittin is a riot to Rashi. What's the Gemara in Gittin saying? It's not against the Gemara in Shabbos. It's not mistaber like that. It's like, Kedi Van Beu is going to be ma'akev even b'di'evet. But what's going on over here? What's going on? So the Sefer Birkas Yaakov quotes from the Brisker Rav an interesting idea. I'm not sure it's so muchach. He wants to say that maybe what Rashi means is that since it says hodah by the Dalet Minim, that's Megala that the Din Zakeli Van Veyu was Ma'akev B'di'evet by Dalet Minim. But that's what Hoda teaches me. Rashi is saying, yeah, it's a Din of Hidu Mitzvah. Yobish is possible because it's not a mitzvah Muderes. But how do I know that a Mitzvah Muderes is Ma'akev by Dalet Minim? Midin Hoda. That's what Hoda teaches me. It's not what Rashi says. It's not how Rashi says. If that's what Rashi meant, then he should have said it when the Gemara uses the Lashon of Hadar, Rashi should have said, Dechsiv be Hadar, and indeed van veil. He doesn't say that. He reinterprets the word Hadar to mean Be'inan Hidr Mitzvah. He machs avek with this word Hadar. So if he meant that Hadar here is Megaleh, that Hidr Mitzvah is Ma'akev in the Mitzvah, so he should have said that. He should have said that. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that the real mocker is Hadar. The real mocker is Hadar. And Hadar teaches me Zakeli Vaver is going to be Ma'akev over here. He doesn't say that. If he really meant it, he should have said it. What's more, if that's the case, then we still don't understand the Gemara and Gittin. Because the Gemara and Gittin is not talking about Dalet Minim, it's talking about Sefer Torah. And still, Zakeli Van Veyu seems to be Ma'akiv in Sefer Torah. So if the Brisker Rav is right, that the idea here is that Hoda teaches me that Zakeli Van Veyu is Ma'akiv by Dalet Minim, so that's true by Dalet Minim. So whether that pshat can work B'das Rashi, B'loshin Rashi, that's the first issue that you have to address. But even if it can work B'loshin Rashi, it doesn't explain the Gemara and Gittin. Gemara and Gittin says that Zakeli Van Veyu is taka ma'akev b'di'evet even by Sefer Torah. There's no pasuk of Hoda there, so why is it ma'akev b'di'evet by Sefer Torah? So comes the Svasemis and says a merdiki is sold here. The Svasemis says there are different types of hidden mitzvah, because there are different levels of hidden mitzvah. Sometimes the din Zakeli Van Veyu is only a tosefes, it's only an extra to the mitzvah. And sometimes it's actually ma'akev b'di'evet. There are different levels. What's the Svasemis? What's his lashon? Svasemis toward the end, page I in Tess, the Kovitz. Mashakazu atoses the vayveyu einu ella lechatchila k'dekayim la mitzvah la'ogdom mishum vayveyu. Poshet yesh lo. Yesh lechalik, it should be. Yesh lechalik ben tosefes hider kagon laogdo ben mius kagon yovish. Yesh lechalik ben tosefes hider kagon laogdo ben mius kagon yovish. The mishum vianveo also likach yovish, mishum gam bidiyevid eno yotzibo. Nashen came beeged, shenu ala tosefes hider veleka iser litlo beliagudu. The Svasemis says that eged halulov, that's not a mius, that's a tosefes hider. It's an extra embellishment to the mitzvah. It's like palace noah, tzitzis noah, sukkah noah. That's a tosefes hider. That's not ma'akev b'di'evet. Zakeli van veil lechatchili. You're supposed to beautify the mitzvah. But it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. What type of hidden mitzvah is ma'akev b'di'evet? Mius. If the cheftz is mo'us, that's ma'akev b'di'evet. And that's what Rashi is saying. Yovesh, lulav ha'yovesh is mo'us le'mitzvah. It's mo'us le'mitzvah. That's not just a noya tosefes hider. That's most. That's a negative in the chefza. Negative in the chefza. Rashi holds that's going to be ma'akev even b'di'evet. That'll be ma'akev even b'di'evet. The emes is not just the svas emes. The Meiri already preceded the svas emes with this idea. Meiri right here in the Mishnah. He quotes Rashi. Quotes Tosis's kasha on Rashi. Makom kasha ba'ena lefarsha al hader ha'amer b'torah. Shrei hader ha'amer b'torah al esrog hu nemer. Ba'af shmo meyed olav. The Iri says that esrog, the word hader really goes on esrog. Esrog is a lashon of chemda. The mirgog lemechsi. Right? By the Eitz Hadas. What does it say? Nechmad lemarez. The mirgog lemechsi. That's esrog, mirgog. Wo shvir arag nichsin. The kinyonim. You have an exuba. Arag, the best. Lo teruk, lo sachmod. Don't covet, don't want. Mitochach anichos lefarsh kepersh gedolei harabanim u'mishim zakeli vanveyo ve'avagav de b'lo ogdo kosher v'di'eved zok de meiri lo kol amido shavos b'psul she'eno hodor sh'ayobesh kol ha'kol l'chlucho v'nitra hadro oso kodim sh'nitl chiyuso. If nitl kol hadro oso, if the entire hider is taken away, it's a lulav ha'yovesh, it's not hodor b'chlal, so then the meiri says, then that taka posel v'di'eved. But if lo ogdo, lo nidal hadaro lagarmi, but the ever kosher, eged shevelulav, the fact that it's not ogdo, it's not nidal kol hadaro, it's still hadar, it's just, it doesn't have the tosefes in there, so therefore, but the ever is going to be kosher. That's the word of the Svas Emes. And the Chora, that's what the Gemara in Gittin is saying as well. The Keli Vanveh, even if you'll say that that's Ma'akev B'di'eved, the reason why it's going to be Ma'akev is because apparently the Askaras, if the Askaras are not written Lishma, then that's a Pagam in the Chepsa of a Sefer Torah. Right? There's a Kedusha to the Sefer Torah, the Shemas of the Iker, they're Adavar Ikari in the Sefer Torah. So if they're missing Lishma, if they're missing that extra element of Lishma, so then that's a Pagam in the Sefer Torah. It's a Pagam in the Chepsa. So if it's a Pagam in the Chepsa, then we can understand. Zakeli Van Meir will talk about Ma'akev even B'di'eved. So that can explain Tosis' second kasha. Tosis says from Luv Tarach Eged, Zekeli Van Veyu, should only be Lechakilat Namaka B'di'eved, like we see by Eged. Right? So the answer could be there are different levels. There are different levels of Hidden Mitzvah. What's Rashi going to do with the first kasha of Tosis? First kasha of Tosis that the Gemara seems to say that a Lulav Hayavish is possible according to the Chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda, because we're Makish Lulav Ta'esr. It's based on Hodah. What's Rashi going to do with that Gemara? What's the answer? What's the answer to that Gemara? So the Meiri has a very interesting answer. He says, if you look at the Gemara carefully, I don't want to give you the whole Gemara because I thought it would be too complicated. But if you look at the Gemara, there's a back and forth. The Yehuda, the Chachamim, do they hold of Hodar by Lulu, by Esther, do they not? Yes, no, back and forth. In the end, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda denies Hadar. Even by Esrit he denies Hadar. It doesn't have to be Hadar. Aye, so what does the word preates Hadar mean? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda darshans that Hadar means Hadar b'ilana mishana l'shana. That it identifies the Esrit as the fruit that stays in the tree from year to year. So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the word Hadar to teach me that Yavish is possible. Even by Esrit, Even by Esther, he doesn't use the word Hadar to teach me that Yavish is possible. So Zavta Meiri, once we see that Hadar could mean Hadar b'ilana mishana l'shana, Hadar b'ilana mishana l'shana, that lives on the tree from year to year, it might not mean Hidr. So if that's true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's true according to the Chacham as well. Maybe we can throw out the drasha of Hadar l'fi the maskon of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. That's what the Meiri is alluding to in the end there. Aval bishav esug yizu amru lulav ayavish rabbanim postam Rabbi Yehuda machshav emadim apakosim rabbanim machshav lulav leesrig Rabbi Yehuda lo makish almadim ehadu dekro ka'omar. Meiri says no, it's nisha betyufta Rabbi Yehuda ap beesrig yavish machshir Rabbi Yehuda's machshir yavish vidarish behadar dekro hadar vilanam shan lashon vidar Rabbi Yehuda lo kama af rabbanim lo kama. If Yehuda doesn't darshan hadar to mean that Yavish is possible, then maybe the Chacham as well don't darshan hadar that way. They just darshan hadar b'ilana mishana l'shana. So if you say like that, then there's no kasha against Rashi. No kasha against Rashi, because Rashi could say that lulav Yavish is possible because zekeli manveh, because hidden mitzvah is ma'akev. It's not because of hadar. The Gemara and daf lamed aleph. That's not the maskana of the Gemara. Maskana of the Gemara is that we learn something else from hadar. That's the Meiri's answer. It's quite a chiddush. It's quite an interesting chiddush. And it also doesn't explain what? Doesn't explain the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes and the Beis. The Gemara just assumes that Yavish is possible because of Hadar. I guess you could say that the Gemara and Chav Tes is going lefi the beginning of the Gemara and Lamed Aleph. Once we get to the Lamed Aleph on the Beis, the final word, then we know that Yavish is not learned from Hadar. That's what you could say. It's a big chiddush. It's a chiddush. I guess that's the pshat. The Meiri is backed against the wall, so he gives that pshat in Rashi. And he assumes whenever Rashi talks about Yavesh, the psula is midin hidden mitzvah, not midin hadar. Does Rashi ever mention hadar? Does Rashi ever say that something is possible midin hadar? Does Rashi and the Mishnah ever mention anything? He does twice. Niktam Rosho, says Rashi, possible to lo have yihadar. Nifritzu olav mishedra veinu mechubarim, etc. Lach hadar. By nifritzu olav and by niktam rosh, Rashi does mention hadar. Very interesting. Very interesting. That's also going lefi the havamina, not the maskana. Rashi just explained according to the havamina. It's really mudna. Rashi begins. He says alulav ayavish is pasul because it's not mehudar. Right? That's the first Rashi. Then he says, Nikdam Rosho is possible because it's not Hodah. Nifritzu Olav is possible because it's not Hodah. Then in explaining the Gemara, right, further on, he says, Bishlam Yovesh Midrabana is possible Midrabanan because Be'inan Hidr Mitzvah. He goes back to his Hidr Mitzvah. It's Hidr Mitzvah in the beginning about Yovesh, Hidr Mitzvah in the end about Yovesh, but in the middle about Nikdam Rosho, Nifritzu Olav, Rashi mentions Hodah. What's he bumping back and forth? You know, some want to say that the simple Pshat in Rashi is that Nikdam Rosho really is possible because it's also a problem of Hidr Mitzvah. Same as Yovish. So Kaili Vanveh, Rashi holds, is going to be Ma'akiv. And Nikdam Rosho also is possible. Let's say like this Fasemis, the Iri. Rashi might hold that Nikdam Rosho is also Mo'os. It's Pogum in the Cheftz. I don't know why Nikdam Rosho should be as Mo'os as Yovish. Nifritzu Olav is as Mo'os as Yovish. I don't know, maybe. It's just very difficult. It's very difficult to say. That Rashi really meant Hidr Mitzvah, even though he says Hadar. He uses Hidr Mitzvah before. Oh no. He starts by saying Hidr Mitzvah because he doesn't want you to be confused. If you were to say Hadar, then you'd think that it's really possible me than Hadar. Once he tells you that whenever I describe a psul of Hidr Mitzvah, a psul of Hadar, whenever the Gemara says Hadar, it really means Hidr Mitzvah. So then he can say Finikam Roshan, Finifritzu Olav, that's really Hadar. But he means Hidr Mitzvah. It really means Hidr Mitzvah, but he's using Lashon of Hadar. It's very difficult. The Lashon of Rashi certainly is mashma that Yovish is possible because of a pegam of Hidr Mitzvah. But Nikdam Rosho, and if it's all of somehow possible, Midin Hada. How can that be? How can Rashi straddle both sides of the fence? I saw a hand up, Jeremy.
Yeah, what's the difference between
Hada
and Hidr Mitzvah? Just clarify that.
Hada is a word in the pasuk that doesn't necessarily mean Hidr Mitzvah. Right? Because certainly if you assume Hadar is Ma'akev B'di'eved, what you're telling me is that Hadar, beauty is, that's not Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah is a different type of beauty. It's different. I mean, the word means the same thing, but it's teaching me a different halacha. Rashi is mentioning Hadar by Nikdam Rosho. He doesn't mention Hadar by Yovesh. Yes, Josh?
So Hidr Mitzvah would be like the Gemara in Shabbos, and Hadar is just...
Right. Hadar is something limited to Dalet Mina. But Hidr Mitzvah would be the Gemara in Shabbos. Talis na, Tzitzis na... But Rashi doesn't seem to say that. He seems to mention both. I'm not sure. I mean, if you learn like the Meiri, it's lav dafka, right? Hada by Nikdam Rosho really means Hidr Mitzvah. Once Rashi says Hidr Mitzvah before, so then he says Hada later. But he really means Hidr Mitzvah. Everything is Hidr Mitzvah according to Rashi. Right? Aye, the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, that's the Havamina, that's not the Maskana. The Maskana we hold, Zakeli Mavei was the reason why Lulav Hayavish is possible. I want to read Rashi Kipshuta. I want to understand what Rashi means. Yes.
Also, oh, we're saying every time Lav Hadar means Hidr Mitzvah, but at the bottom of the limit over here in Bishlam Hayavish, Rashi jumps back and says, "Bring on Hidr Mitzvah."
That's what I said.
Right, so
said in the beginning he says Hidr Mitzvah. The end he says Hidr Mitzvah. And in the middle he says Hadar. What's he jumping back to Hadar? Right. Exactly. What's the pshat here, Gedalia?
When Rashi says Hidr Mitzvah by the bottom. You can't be referring to
Zekeli
Van
Veil
because it's
Dirabana,
no?
It's not Zekeli Van Veil
by
Dirabana.
Isn't
Zekeli Van Veil
a
Pasuk? No, but the din Zekeli Van Veil, the Chachamim Umesake can, they're rice. Just like a Bishlam Yavish, it makes sense that Yavish is going to be Pasuk called Shiva because just like Zekeli Van Veil is Ma'akev in the din they're rice. So the Chachamim are going to say that Zekeli Mavei is going to be Ma'akev and the Dindra Rabbah. So that Hidr Mitzvah is going to be Ma'akev and the Dindra Rabbah. I don't know. This might be a Chiddush, but I thought maybe what Rashi is saying is that Nikdam Rosho and Nifritzu Olav are not Mos. They're not like Yavish. Yavish is Mamish Mos. What is Yavish again? It's not Nifrat but Tziporin, but it's turned colors. It's white. The lulav is white. The lulav is supposed to be green. Nikdam Rosho, what a little bit of Nikdam Rosho, that's so mos. It's not so mos. It's so mos. I don't know. It's really so mos. Nifritzu Olav, you have the leaves. They separated, right? They separated, but there's still the leaves are all there. Is that mos? Maybe Rashi holds it that's not so mos. So midin zekeli van veyu that should be ma'akev b'di'eved. Rashi's idea that sometimes the rules zekeli van veyu is ma'akev b'di'eved. Nikdam Rosho and Nifritzu Olav are not going to be included within that. Efsh. Maybe they're not going to be included in that halacha. the din that sometimes hid a mitzvah is ma'akev, that's only if it's mos. Maybe Rashi holds that nifritzu olav and nikdam rosho, not mos. So why are they pasul? So Rashi has to come on to hadar in those two cases. Hadar is an extra halacha in dalad meaning. And Rashi perhaps admits that there is such a concept. But he's saying for yavesh, you don't need that. For yavesh, since yavesh is mo'os, even without the din of hadar, that would still be possible for the mitzvah. That would still be ma'akev b'di'evah. Just like it's ma'akev, just like by Sefer Torah, right? Hever lov kumus lishma is ma'akev b'di'evah, right? It's missing something. Zekeli v'anveo means it's missing something in the Sefer Torah. And it passes the Sefer Torah from the Eved. Rashi says that Yavesh also will pass the Bedal Aminim too. Not meaning Hadar. He doesn't need Hadar for that. But for Nikta Rosho, for Nifritzu Olav, Rashi needs the Din of Hadar because he feels like it's not most. If it's not most, then the Din Zakeh Vameh will not be Makeh with the Eved. That's why he had to come out to Hadar. Of course, but what's difficult about this is that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph uses Hadar vis-a-vis Yavesh, and Rashi doesn't say Hadar vis-a-vis Yavesh. So Rashi's going to have to say in that Gemara, somehow that Gemara, I'm not sure what to say about that Gemara, right? If the maskon of the Gemara is that Hadar doesn't even apply to Esrig, right? And it doesn't apply to Lulav, so why does Rashi apply to Nikdam Rosha? I don't know, Vaisachmish, I'm not sure, but that's a suggestion, at least in Rashi, that maybe Rashi distinguishes between the different psulim. He says that Yavesh is Mos, so therefore the Din Zakelim Haveh will be Makivim B'dieved, but Nikta Rosh, and if it's Su Olav, they're not Mos, so because they're not Mos, so then you need the extra Din of Hadar in order to pass over the B'dieved. Yes?
Is there anything to the fact that you can have an extra Din of Yavesh and a little bit of Yavesh when you can't have Nikta Rosh or Yavesh Su Olav
Well, you can have Nikdam Rosho. The Mishnah says that if Nitla Pitmaso, it's possible. It's not a din of Nikdam. The question is, why is Nikdam possible? Right? If Nikdam is possible because of Hoda, then Taka, there could be a comparison. One could very easily say that Nitla Pitmaso really is a problem of Hoda because the Pitam is so intrinsic to the Mara of the Esrog, if the Esrog came with the Pitam to begin with. Right? If it came with the Pitam is so intrinsic to the Mara of the Esrog, and without a Pitam, it's mamish missing Hadara, it's missing the Hadar. I'm not sure how to fit in the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph according to Rashi if you don't learn like the Meiri. To say that Lemaisa, the mascot of the Gemara, is that Hadar doesn't apply to the Dalet Min. Hadar, the way we understand it, Hadar just means Hadar Bilan Mishan Lashan. But yet Rashi in the Mishnah seems to apply Hadar to some of the Psulim here. So I'm not sure how to reconcile that with the Gemara later on. But at least within Rashi and the Mishnah, perhaps you could say that only by most does Rashi say that Kelim Aveh is going to be Makeh B'dieved, but by the other cases it's not most, so therefore it's not going to be Makeh B'dieved. Yes. It's not going to be Makeh B'dieved, so that's why he needs Hodah to say why it's Makeh B'dieved. Yes.
What's the
Nafkamina
to both
Makeh B'dieved? There's no Nafkamina L'maisa necessarily. There might be...
If there's no Nafkamina,
Rashi is just explaining that you don't need the din of Hadar for Yavesh. That's all he's saying. I mean, is there any nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? No, they're both saying that Yavesh is possible. The question is why? What's the tam Hadar? So Rashi is saying, I need both timing, but I don't need both timing. I don't need Hadar for Yavesh. I can use the din kloli of Hidda Mitzvah for Yavesh, because sometimes Zekeli Babeo is Makim in the
end. Tosfos
says that
if you use
Hadar,
then if you use
Hidder. Tosfos says that Hidda Mitzvah is never Makim, so he uses Hadar for all the Psulim.
Yeah.
But Rashi might say, I don't need Hadar for all the Psulim. I only need them for some, because where the item is Ma'os, then Hidda Mitzvah itself will be enough to say that it's Makim B'di Yevet. No, but the din of Lulav Hayavish Pasul, that is the din that's Ma'akev B'dieved. Right? Tosus is just saying that Hidda Mitzvah is never Ma'akev B'dieved, but no one's arguing about Yavish. Yavish is going to pass it B'dieved. This idea of the Sfas Emes, that according to Rashi, Hidda Mitzvah is Ma'akev B'dieved when the Dover is Mos, The Emes is this really comes out of another Rashi, the Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav on the base. Rashi sort of alludes to this idea that there are different levels of Hidden Mitzvah, and if the Dover of the Chatz is Mo'os, then perhaps it's Ma'amish going to be Ma'akev the other. Yemar Lamed Vav says, Itmar, Esrik Shenikvu Achbarim, Amar Rav, Ein Zeh Hodr. Rav says, let's say you have an Esrik that the mice poked holes in, ate a little bit from the Esrik. So Ein Zeh Hodr, it sounds like it's possible. Ein Zeh Hodr, it's not Hodr. Eini v'ha Rabbi Chanina matpil bov enafik ba. Gemara sakasha ay Rabbi Chanina matpil bov enafik ba. He was tovel the esrig. He took a bite out of his esrig and then he was yoytzu with the esrig. Why did he do that? He was hungry. Stami, he did that to teach the Talmidim a rule that the esrig is still kosher even if you take a bite out of it. Ayul Rabbi Chanina kasha mas nisin. The Mishnah says the chaser kosher by an esrog is kosher. According to Rabbi Chanina, how could the esrog be kosher if it's chaser kosher? So Bishlam a masnisin l'Reb Chanina lo kasha can be amtiv sheni can be amtiv rishon. Ela l'Rav kasha. Rabbi Chanina is not shver because maybe chaser is only possible on yomtiv rishon. Rabbi Chanina was matul b'avinavik, but we're going to talk about this at great length. But there could be distinctions between different psulim of lulav and esrog on yom tefrish and yom tefshein. So the fact that Rabbi Chanina was makel b'avinavik ba, that could be going on yom tefsheini after the first day yom tef. Cholamoy, right? Yom tefsheini, real yom, not yom tefsheini shel galus. Cholamoy, we're going to talk about whether yom tefsheini shel galus actually has the same din as yom tefrish. But the Gemara is assuming cholamoy. But according to Rav, it's a kasha, right? Rav says that esrog shenikvu achbar mein zeh hodar, and hodar mistama pasels kol shiva. So if hodar pasels kol shiva, how could Rabbi Chanina be makel bov enafik bov? Rav seems to be saying that chaser is pasel midin hodar. So if chaser is pasel midin hodar, and esrog that's chaser that has a hole in it is pasel midin hodar. And hodar pasels kol shiva. So how could Rabbi Chanina be matul of anafik by yom tov sheini? That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Rav says Rashi d'amar ein zeh hodar kasha the Rabbi Chanina. Do hafilu b'sheini nami l'rav lo nafik da mitzvah hadura be'inan hol maskir shem shemayim olav k'damar b'reish pirkin yavish pasel loshna b'yom tov rishon v'loshna b'yom tov sheini. If you tell me that chaser is pasel midin hodar, so then how could Rabbi Chanina be matul of anafik ba? Even if we're talking about Yom Tov Sheni, but even Yom Tov Sheni should be possible because it's not harder. Amalach Harav says the Gemara Shani Achbarim de Meisi. Rav will tell you, no, this is different. This case is different. If it's Chaser because Achbarim created the holes, if they ate it, so then it's a problem. That's a problem with the Evid even on Yom Tov Sheni. But if it's Chaser only because Rabbi Chanina was Makul of an Avigba, He bit it himself. That's not mos. So if it's not mos, then it's still going to be kosher v'yomtiv sheni. Ein zeh hodah means if nikvu achbarim, so that's not hodah. But just a human being bit out of it, that's not mos. And if it's not mos, then it's going to be kosher. So you see clearly according to Rashi that again he says over here ein zeh hodah. What does it mean hodah? The hamitzvah hadura be'inan. You need a mitzvah adura, Zekheli Vanveu. He's invoking here the mitzvah again. And according to the Maskana, the Gemara comes out, what kind of esrog hachoser is posel midin hodah? If it's choser in such a way that it's mos, that's mamish what this Fas Emes is saying, that according to Rashi, here the mitzvah will be ma'akev in Dalimina, but only if it's mos as a result. Right? If it's mos, so then that kind of lack of here the mitzvah, that's going to be ma'akev in the Eved. If it's not Mos, then it's not going to be Ma'akeh b'dieved. Then it's only a din l'chadchila. Okay, so this Rashi Daf Lamed Vav is really where you can see the sheet of this Fas Emes within Rashi, because the Gemara here is saying that the only type of hodah that's going to be Ma'akeh even on Yom Tov Sheni is a hodah that's Mos, and Rashi says hodah there means hidamitzis. This is what Rashi holds, that hidamitzis is going to be Ma'akeh only if the cheftz is Mos. So what you'll have to say is Rashi holds that esrog hayavish and lulav hayavish are also Mos. And that's why they're going to be ma'akev in the end. Okay. Rashi there on Daf Lamed Vav is a very important comment. Rashi writes, why is hidden mitzvah ma'akev b'di'evet by lulav? If it's Moses, it's going to be ma'akev even b'di'evet. Why? Why? What's the reason? What's the reason that a cheftza ha'mos is ma'akev b'di'evet by lulav? Says Rashi, the mitzvah adur be'inan holo maskir shem shemayim olav. Since you maskir shem shemayim on the lulav, that's why hidden mitzvah is going to be ma'akev even b'di'evet. Maskir shem shemayim on the lulav? You say something to the lulav. Well, what does that mean? You masker shem shemaim olav. You masker shem shemaim in conjunction with the lulav. What does he mean? Since you masker shem shemaim olav, that's why if it's mo'us, that hidden mitzvah is going to be ma'akev in b'di'evet. So first glance, you'd say maybe it means that you make a bracha on the lulav. Make a bracha on the lulav. If you masker shem shemaim olav, right? Baruch Ata Hashem. You mentioned shem shemaim, so that's why. That's why hidden mitzvah is going to be ma'akev even b'di'evet in the lulav. That's very difficult because Rashi is assuming that this is a psul d'araisa. Right? If you hold that hidden mitzvah is ma'akev b'di'evet by lulav hayavish, a lulav hayavish is posul min haTorah for the mitzvah. It's not just a psul d'rabbanan. It's posul even for yom tov rishon. Mekachtam lachem by yom rishon. There's a mitzvah d'araisa of netilas lulav on yom tov rishon. And yet yavish is posul even there. So clearly, if you're going to say that hidden mitzvah is ma'akev b'di'evet whenever the cheftz is most, that must be a din d'araisa. So just because you masker shem shemayim in the bracha, a bracha, birchas hamitzvah is a d'rabbanan. Birchas hamitzvah is only d'rabbanan. So what, because I'm masker shem shemayim in the bracha, that's going to tell me that a cheftz hamos is possible even b'di'evet for the mitzvah. Yovish is going to be possible even b'di'evet. Nikvu achbarim is possible even b'di'evet. Why does the Hazkar Shem Shemaim of the Bracha have anything to do with the Psul D'Araisa of Yavish? I saw someone who explained differently that the Hazkar Shem Shemaim that we're talking about over here in the Lulav is not the Bracha, but rather, what's it talking about? One word. Hal. It's talking about the Hala that we say with the Lulav. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban and the Sharoshim tries to explain different situations, different mitzvahs that the Rambam does include, that other Monayah mitzvahs don't include. One of the important yesodas is that the Bahag, the Halachos Gedolos, counts mitzvahs derabbanan as part of the Taryag. He does, the Rambam doesn't, the Bahag does, and the Ramban very often reconciles the two. He tries to explain, is the mitzvah derais, is it derabbanan, what's the nature of the mitzvah? So the Ramban is troubled, he tries to figure out, is Halel on Yom Tov derais on? It's halal on Yom Tov Darais. He's trying to figure out there in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Shorish Aleph. He quotes a Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Hashir Yeh Lachem Kalel Hezkadesh Chag. The Navi told Bnei Yisrael when they were fighting Sancheiriv that you're gonna have a shira. You'll see tomorrow HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna make it good for you, and you'll have a shira kalel hiskadesh chag, just like Laila Hamakudosh lachag ton shira. So too you're gonna have a shira. It's gonna be wonderful for you. So what does that mean, kalel hiskadesh chag? What's it referring to? It sounds like it's referring to Pesach kalel hiskadesh chag. Where do we have a shira? Yom Tov night. We don't have a Shira Yom Tov night on Sukkot, but we do have a Shira Yom Tov night on Pesach. So that's what the Gemara in Erechin says. That's what the Navi was telling them. Ashir Yilachem Kalel is Kadesh Chag. That's the Mokar that on Leil Pesach we have to recite Halal. And that's Midirei Kabbalah. It's from the Navi. It's not a Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but it's from the Navi. So it sounds like there is some kind of Deraisa Halal on Yom Tov, at least on Leil Pesach. Quotes the Gemara in Psochem as well. It's mashma that Halal on Yom Tov should be daraisa. Gemara's trying to figure out where does all of Tehillim come from. Tanya Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Tishbachos Amur's B'Sefer Tehillim Kula David Omer. David Amela said everything. Shnemer Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishan. I'll take three. Kolu ela kol elu. All of Tehillim came from David HaMelech. That's what Rabbi Meir suggests. Ha Hallel ze mi amro. But the Gemara asks, who said Hallel? Who said Hallel? Right, kolu tefilos David ben Yishai. Excuse me, not all of Tehillim, till Ayin Beis. Right, that's an Ayin Beis. So kolu tefilos David ben Yishai. At least until there is all David Amel. So who said Hallel? The Biyosi Omer. Moshe v'Yisrael amru k'sha'olam b'sha'olam min hayam k'chalukan ala chaver v'lo Moshe David amru. V'nirin dvarav mi divrei. Rabbi Yossi says that Klal Yisrael said Hallel when they came up from the Yam. And the Gemara says v'nirin dvarav. Why? Efshi Yisrael shavtu es b'shayim v'nodlu muvayim v'lo Moshira. Could it be that Klal Yisrael took a lulav, they shechted the Karban Pesach and they didn't say Shira? It must be something that came from before David. Must be from the time of Bnei Yisrael. They also must have said Hallel. They must have invented the Shira of Hallel. Because if not, it doesn't make any sense what they're going to shech the Karban Pesach, they're going to take a lulav and they're not going to say Hallel. So Zokter Ramban, it sounds like Hallel must be Daraisa. It must be some mocker to say Hallel with the lulav, to say Hallel with the Shechitas HaPesach. It can't be the Rabbanan. It has to be some kind of a mocker. What is that mocker? So the Ramban suggests one of two possibilities. He says, maybe it's Halacha Moshe Bissinah. Maybe we don't have an actual source. It's just Halacha Moshe Bissinah. But then he says something very interesting. Maybe Hallel is Bechlal Simcha. Shnitz Davinu Bo. Kemoshe Kosov, V'yom Simchastum, V'mohadechem, V'shichachechem, V'skatem, V'chatzosos, Al-Olosechem, Yalzimche, Shalmechem. The Pasuk says that beyom simchaschem of moadechem, you have to be tokeh b'chatzotzros on zivchei shalmeichem. Ki ikar ashira v'peh ukli levesume kolahu v'nistavinu b'simchas ashir al hakarban v'shelo b'shas v'nistavinu b'simchas ashir al hakarban. First of all, there's a simchas ashir al hakarban al zivchei shalmeichem oloseichem. There's a mitzvah of simcha, and he understands that simcha means shira, means halah. So ala korban is a mitzvah of simcha. So that could explain why efshar shachtu es pischem v'lo mushira. Could it be that shchitas hapesach doesn't come in conjunction with halal? Of course it has to come with halal. Because since that's a korban, the korban pesach is a korban, and there's a mitzvah of simcha in conjunction with the korban, then you need a shira in conjunction with the korban. So it must be that there's a halal b'shach shchitas hapesach. There's a halal b'shach shchitas hapesach. So that's what the Ramban says, that maybe Hallel is a function of Simcha. So that would explain Hallel b'shchitas HaPesach. It would also explain Hallel on Yom Tov. Because since there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, then there's a mitzvah, the Araisa of Hallel on Yom Tov, midin Simcha. As part of Simcha, you have to have Hallel and HaTorah on Yom Tov. That's the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah. That's the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah. Because the Rav in his Perish on Chumash, he quoted this Ramban. And he added to the Ramban that maybe Rabbi Yossi is saying something. Rabbi Yossi, who says Efshar Shachtu Es Loveim Notlu Es Shachtu Es Pischem Notlu Loveim V'Lo Mushira, so Pesach we understand according to the Ramban. Ramban says that you always need Shira in the context of a korban. So if Shira means Hala, then we get it. That Shachtu Es Pischem means that there has to be Hala. Lula, what's Lula going to be? The Bishkura wanted to suggest, what does it say about Lula? Smachtem Lufin Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yamim. We're going to describe in great length that there really are two mitzvahs of lulav. There's first l'vakachem l'chem b'yom harishon, a mitzvah in our Torah that applies not only in the Beis HaMikdash but even outside, even b'gvulin, a person has to take a lulav. Everyone has to take a lulav. But besides that, there's a din u'smachtam l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yom, that in the Mikdash there's a mitzvah of simchas halulav kol shiva. And we'll talk about the two different types of mitzvahs. So up to Briskerov, maybe Rabbi Yossi understands that Esmachtam Lefei Hashem Lekechem Sheves Yom is not just teaching me a new mitzvah. A new mitzvah, the Tilas Luv in the Mikdash Kol Shiva Min HaTorah. But rather, maybe what he felt was that Esmachtam is Megala on the Din Ulekachtam as well. That Ulekachtam Lechem Bayom HaRishon is also connected to Simcha. Of course, the Ikka Simcha is in the Beis HaMikdash. But Esmachtam Lefei Hashem Lekechem Sheves Yom doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah Netila b'gvulim and a mitzvah simcha b'mikdash. No, the mitzvah netila b'gvulim is also connected to simcha. It's also connected to simcha. If it's connected to simcha, then it has to come in conjunction with challah. And that's not just related din rabban, that's a din daraisa. It turns out that's a din daraisa. If it says usmatam lefei Hashem elokecham shebasyam, and you understand that lulav and simcha must be connected, and simcha means shira, hallel, so that means that tilas lulav, even by Yom HaRishon, even the first day, has to come in conjunction with the simcha, with the hallel. So it turns out the tilas lulav is not just the mitzvah netilah ba'alma, but rather it's a mitzvah netilah together with the hallel. Together with the hallel. So it's possible that's what Rashi has in mind as well. Yeah, but as David wants to suggest that the Rashi's Haskara Shem Shemaim, that means Haskara Shem Shemaim in Hallel. Haskara Shem Shemaim in the Hallel that comes in conjunction with the Lulav. The Kriyas Hallel is not just we happen to put the two together, Chazal say to say it together. No, there's a din. The Tilas Lulav has to come in conjunction with Hallel because of the Smachta. Like the Rambad. It's just a Hemshech of the Rambad. Right? That Simcha requires a Hallel. And Usmachta means that Tilas Lulav has to come in conjunction with a Hallel. And that's a din daraisa. So if that's a din daraisa, then we can understand that Yovesh is going to pass leaving B'diyevi. Because if Yovesh is a Dover Ma'os, then it doesn't make any sense that you could say Hallel, which is going to mask Hashem Shemaim on a Dover Ma'os. You're going to take a Lulav that's Ma'os and you mask Hashem Shemaim on that. You're going to say Hallel on that. How can you say Hallel on a Dover Ma'os? This is the case, we taka can come full circle and connect this back to the Gemara and Gittin. We said that there seem to be two different places where Rashi holds that the din Zakeli Vanvei was going to be Ma'akevim Medievim, here by Lulav HaYavesh, and also when it comes to Sefer Torah. So what's the connection between the two? What's the connection between Lulav and Sefer Torah? The both mitzvahs, what's the connection? According to Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav, there could be a connection. Because Tzad HaShav of both is that there's a Shem Shamayim. Because the connected is a Shem Shemaim. By Lulav there's a Haskara Shem Shemaim in the Hallel that has to come in conjunction with the Dalet Minim. And by Sefer Torah as well, we're talking about the Shem Hashem Haskara in the Sefer Torah. Maybe the idea is that the Haskara in the Sefer Torah that's written Shalom Lishma, that's Ma'os because there's a Shem Shemaim involved. So because there's a Shem Shemaim, there's a higher level of Hiddur that you need. And if you're missing that Hiddur, then it's going to be Ma'akev Yedi'evet. Writing it Shalom Lishma, that's the Hiddur. That's the Hiddur, that if you're missing that Hiddur, it's Mamash Mo'os L'mitzvah, it's Mo'os for the Sefer Torah. And because there's a Shem Shemaim involved, if it's Mo'os related to a Shem Shemaim, that's going to be Ma'akev even with the Eved. That's why the Din Hiddur Mitzvah can be Ma'akev both by Lulav and by Sefer Torah as well, according to Rashi.